spears yet.
Okay, so this is round one of the college history bowl between Chicago B and BCU. Chicago B, if you guys want to bring in and give your name. Maybe we should...
This is not much, isn't it?
Oh, there's one buzzer broken on this side. Doug, get the one that's closest to that one.
That one broke.
Okay, on to Doug. You have the dice.
Ian.
Jimmy.
And on to you.
Sean.
Stas. S-T-A-S.
What was it again? S-T?
A-S.
Okay. As a reminder, it's 2020. There are powers, 5 seconds on everything. Standard ECO with powers.
How long are the questions?
They're no longer than 8 lines and 12 points, so probably like 7 lines and over here the measurement.
Powers and eggs and...
That's right.
Okay. Well, we started with round one. Toss it.
In 1782, Natives, people born in this city who lacked citizenship, launched a revolt. This city commemorates the Escalade, where the Order of the Spoon, sent by Charles Emmanuel I of Savoy, tried to take the city. William Rippard helped get an organization, first headed by Eric Drummond, to set up headquarters here. An organization based in this city created Enquire, which became the World Wide Web. Authorities in this city put Jacques Grette and Michael Servetus to death for heresy.
Geneva?
That's right.
How's this?
Geneva.
Okay.
Geneva. Okay, bonus for BCU.
This man's victory at the Battle of Dalmabode in 1913 led to reprisals such as the 1920 bombing of Talents for 10 points each. Name this poet warrior who fought British, Italian, and Ethiopian forces on behalf of his dervish state of Sahaya Muslims.
Mad Mullah.
The Mad Mullah was a forerunner of nationalism in this present-day country, which has been largely anarchic since the 1991 death of Syed Barid.
Somalia.
Yeah. This strongest surviving faction of the Islamic Court Union has risen to power in southern Somalia since 2006. With a name meaning the youth, it has enforced strict Sharia law.
Is this Al-Shabaab?
That's the only one I've...
Al-Shabaab?
Yeah, 24 BC.
Toss 2. These people are divided into clans called Aziz. They traditionally descend from Qais Abdur Rashid, the first of these people to make the Hajj. The Kudai Khidmatgar agitated for independence for these people, who were split by the 1893 Durand line. Elders of this people meet in Jirgah. In...
Hashtag
power.
Nice.
Bones for Chicago. One participant in this event argued that the universe consisted of multiple galaxies, while the other held that the alleged galaxies were merely gas clouds. For 10 points each, identify this debate, which took place between its two namesakes on April 26, 1920, in the Smithsonian.
Could this be...
Havalantan debate?
Sure.
It's the Harlow Shapley and Herbert Curtis debate. The Shapley Curtis debate was effectively resolved in Curtis's favor when this man measured the distance to M31, the Andromeda galaxy. He gives his name to a parameter that controls the speed of universal expansion, and a law that gives the recession velocity is proportional to the proper distance. Hubble's distance measurement was made possible by the discovery of one of these objects within M31, which are used as standard candles to set the distance ladder.
Yeah,
20 points for Chicago. Toss 3. One of the earliest limitations on this was a March 31st, 1840 executive order issued by Martin Van Buren. Legislation limiting this was passed in the House over the opposition of John O'Connor. That bill had been promoted in the House by Mary Norton and sponsored in the Senate by Robert Wagner. One law upholding a limitation on this was upheld in a case that saw the first use of the infamous Brandeis brief. That case, Mueller v. Oregon, took place just 3 years after a law limiting this for bakers was struck down.
Labor?
I'm
front, I guess.
Prostitution?
No.
Clear.
Was struck down as infringing on liberty of contract and blocker in New York. Connect points identify this duration of time during which one may perform paid labor, currently limited by the Fair Labor Standards Act of 40 per week.
Like work hours?
Yeah.
So I've been talking to Father Rich on that one.
Bonus piece of you. This man threatened to lead a protest march on Washington in 1941, but FDR relented and issued Executive Order 8802, which prohibited discrimination in the defense industry for 10 points each. Identify this civil rights leader who was made a vice president of the AFL-CIO in the 1950s.
Not those stuff.
A. Philip Randolph. In the 1920s, A. Philip Randolph organized a union of people in this profession on sleeping cars. People in this profession were responsible for assisting passengers and were almost exclusively African-American.
So like porters?
Yeah. Porters? Yeah. Along with Randolph and A.J. Musse, this man was a chief agitator for the 1941 Fair Employment Act. He organized the 1963 March on Washington, but was outcast for his sexuality. Answer? Baird Rustin, time for Miss Rustin. Toss up 4. This man's immigrant father bought a home after winning a Baccarat game against Yul Brynner at the DeVille Casino. While serving as budget minister, he controversially sold submarines to Pakistan. After declaring that he'd reflect on election results in a monastery, this man instead flew to Malta and spent time on Vincent Bullier's yacht. His administration sold frigates to Taiwan in the Clearstream Affair and raised the retirement age to 62. His wife helped free a group of 6 Bulgarian nurses accused of infecting children with HIV from Libya, although he'd soon divorce her for Carla Bruni.
Sarkozy.
Yeah, next. Bonus for VCU. David Sassoon was a leading trader of this substance, which Charles Elliott handed over in 1839 with unreliable promises of compensation for 10 points each. Identify this substance, which was exported from British East India Company holdings to China, leading to 2 namesake wars.
Opium.
This man, known as Blue Sky for his incorruptibility, was a former governor of Hoba in Hunan, who was dispatched to Canton to deal with the opium problem. He most notably burned 20,000 chests of opium on the beach at Hunan and sank another 20,000 in the sea.
Wow, I bet you can get really high drinking seawater there.
Commissioner Lin. In 1839, Lin's sanity reached its peak when the commissioner wrote this document which blasted the barbarian British for banning opium use in the UK, but trading in opium abroad. It was published in The Times, though probably not read by its addressee.
Who was the Prime Minister at the time?
That's tough.
Gladstone letter?
Letter to Queen Victoria. 10 points for you. The current version of this object was attacked as being fit for Peruvians and was proposed by historian George Stanley based on an object used at the Royal Military College. John Matheson's book written about this object was subtitled A Search for a Country. The modern version of it was created following the Suez Crisis and was opposed by people who sang God Save the Queen during a debate. The current version of this object was approved 3 years before Expo 67. Prime Minister John Diefenbacher preferred a design for this object that contained a Union Jack. For 10 points, name this a banner that eventually featured the maple leaf.
Canadian flag.
That's right.
Yes.
Chicago, your bonus. These events sometimes involve boxing matches, and P.T. Barnum put on a production that strangely doubled all of the roles, promising everything double but the price. For 10 points each, identify these stage adaptations of a popular novel that often featured scenes of Eliza crossing the ice.
Eliza.
Eliza. Tom Shows. Tom Shows were based sometimes very loosely on Uncle Tom's Cabin, which was written by this woman. This woman argued that American literature should have traced itself from Uncle Tom's Cabin and not Huck Finn in a 1996 Harper's article. She won the 1992 Pulitzer Prize and wrote Moo.
Moo?
Moo.
New?
Oh my god, I actually
know this. Jeans Smiley, 20 for Chicago.
Of course.
Toss up 6. Jimmy Dunnigan led a gang in 1870s New York whose main con was asking a shopkeeper to fill a hat with this substance before jamming the hat onto the shopkeeper's head and robbing the store. This substance's namesake 1733 Act prohibited the cheap import of it from the French and Spanish East Indies that had.
Like, wrong?
No. That had flourished for the previous.
Oh, sorry.
2 decades. After manufactured goods were traded for slaves in Africa, slaves were usually traded for this substance in the Caribbean in the final leg of the Triangle Trade. In 1919, 21 people died when the...
Molasses!
Yes, molasses is correct.
Chicago, your bonus. This line was inspired by those who remained loyal to Dalton Trumbo during the Blacklist, and it was parodied in the film adaptation of Bolita by Claire Quilty, as well as by several people being crucified in Monty Python's Life of Brian for 10 points each. Give this line from a 1960 historical epic, which is uttered by several slaves who are asked to identify their ringleader.
I am Spartacus.
Okay.
I am Spartacus.
Say it again.
I am Spartacus.
I am Spartacus. Like...
I think they say I am Spartacus in my
1960s Spartacus was directed by this auteur of 2001 in A Clockwork Orange, whose other historically tinged works include Paths of Glory and Barry Lyndon.
Kubrick.
What inspiration for the military characters in Kubrick's Dr. Strangelove was this controversial RAND Corporation analyst who elucidated ways to win and survive nuclear war in his book On Thermonuclear War?
We can McNamara up and no go beat him.
Okay.
McNamara?
It's Herman Kahn, 10 points with 10 protests.
Okay.
Good Kubrick knowledge.
Toss up 7. This man commissioned a group of Kiowa to stage a buffalo hunt on film as part of a realistic gunplay-free Western movie that he financed and directed in 1916. This inventor of the chuck wagon was the first person to create Catalo. Laura Hamner's novel, The No Gun Man of Texas, was supplanted by J. Evetts Haley's Cowman and Plainsman as the standard biography of this man, who was the spokesman for large ranchers in the grass lease fight. He earned a fortune during the Making the Gather period. This father of the Texas Panhandle was stung by the death of his partner during a fight with Comanches in 1867, leaving him to complete the route from Belknap to Fort Sumner. For 10 points, name this man who blazed the trail from Texas to New Mexico with Oliver Loving.
Beatty?
The founding?
Smith.
Charles Goodnight. Toss of 8. Historian Anders Lundstedt works to undermine one country's claims to this city, which contains the Gate of Understanding. Defenses at Monte Fort repelled a 1622 Dutch attack on this city. Billionaire Francis Lu's Galaxy Entertainment Group controls a valuable license in this city. This city declined because of the deep reports at a rival city's Victoria Harbor, while 16th century merchants traded silk from this city to Nagasaki. Located on...
Hong Kong?
No. Located on the mouth of the Pearl River, its primary industry is gambling. For 10 points, identify this former Portuguese colony that, along with Hong Kong, is one of...
Macau.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hong Kong didn't exist in the 16th century.
Sorry.
Bonus for VCU. The terms of this treaty allowed one signatory, King John II, to ransom himself, and this treaty ceded Aquitaine to England. For 10 points each, identify this 1360 treaty, which ended the first phase of the Hundred Years' War, which was repudiated by Charles V of France after John II died in captivity. Answer.
Treaty of Troyes.
Bretigny. The favorable to England terms of the Peace of Bretigny were largely the result of the victory of Edward the Black Prince over numerically superior forces 4 years earlier at this battle in which John had been captured. Poitiers. Edward's reputation for cruelty was enhanced by this 1370 event, in which a city in southeastern France that had previously surrendered to French forces were retaken after a short siege, and a whole bunch of its inhabitants were put to the sword.
Soissons. Say it. Soissons.
It's the sack of Limoges.
What?
The points.
Soissons was
the sort of... Toss of 9. In one of these works by this artist, a black man adopts a pose of the thinker while seated on a large monument. In another, two soldiers shake hands over a grave whose tombstone describes heroes dying in a useless war. One of these works, titled The Brains, sees a corpulent man with his hands in his pockets with a sack of money for a head. Another sees a tiger ask...
Okay, are these, like, math cartoons?
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Political cartoons and Thomas Nasty.
I think you did there was Toss of 9, but I think that's Toss of 8.
I think it's 9.
It's 9.
Did
it? Bonus. One political cartoon depicts this man as the larger of two grotesque green sacks in reference to the evidence at an 1820 trial. For 10 points each, name this patron of Beau Brummel, who led the English monarchy during the regency period of his father's madness and took the crown in his own right for 10 years ending in 1830. Sensed at rumors of his estranged wife being the lover of Bartolomeo Pergami, George IV induced Parliament to consider this act, which would have granted the king a divorce by fiat. A scandalous public trial of the queen resulted in the withdrawal of this bill. Pains and Penalties Bill. This put upon wife of George IV was the target of the Pains and Penalties Bill. She had earlier been the subject of the delegate investigation when Lady Douglas accused her of sending obscene letters.
That's Queen Caroline.
Okay,
Queen Caroline.
Yeah, 23rd Chicago.
Good job.
Alright.
Toss of 10. Hot water was poured over this crop before using it to make a murka. This crop was put into a device that consisted of two hemispherical wheels called a trapetum. State-owned forms of this crop were called moriae, and a byproduct was often used in amorpha and left on tombs. Owning more than two of the plants that produced this crop could net you 100 drachma fine. Tripolitania in Libya contained a massive press used in processing this crop. A byproduct of this crop was used to repel dust by ancient athletes, and it was one of the chief export crops of ancient Greece. For 10 points.
Olive.
Yeah. This Victorian Prime Minister was the leader of the Young England group. For 10 points each, identify this man born to Jewish parents who was baptized as a Christian at age 12. During Disraeli's first ministry, Sir Robert Napier carried out a punitive expedition against King Theodore II of this country for killing missionaries. From 1916 to 1930, it was ruled by Empress Zeldetu.
Ethiopia.
Yep. Disraeli's government passed one of these laws in 1878, which banned child labor and applied the provisions to all industries. An 1847 act of this name is also called the 10 Hours Act.
Reform Act. I don't think that's what I'm trying to...
Reform Act.
Factory Act. 20 points from ISU.
There is one.
So that makes it at the half tied at 105.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, toss up 11. This operation built on the work of done by Caesar Boeck in Oslo, and it was the subject of James H. Jones' Bad Blood. Peter Buxton blew the whistle on this operation, whose participants were given the opportunity to join Eunice Rivers' lodge. Recent evidence shows that Juan José Arevalo agreed to let the Truman administration conduct a similar operation in Guatemala. It continued despite the U.S.'s agreement to the Nuremberg Codes and the rise in effectiveness of penicillin. It focused on...
So Tuskegee syphilis test?
That's right.
Science history, dude!
Yes.
So, BCU, your bonus. This city's founding on Epiphany in 1535 led to it being given the official name Ciudad de los Reyes. For 10 points each, identify this city whose University of San Marcos was founded in 1551. A railroad completed in 1851 connected it with Callao, and a military academy in the city was the setting for the Time of the Hero.
So it's going to be like Cusco or Lima?
I don't know.
Lima.
Yep. The Spaniards chose to make Lima the capital of the viceroyalty of Peru over this city in the Andes that was the capital of the Incas.
Cusco.
Being the seat of a viceroyalty, Lima was home to one of these courts. In theory, they were tasked with protecting the rights of Indians and, like viceroys, were overseen by the Council of the Indies in Spain.
Hacienda.
This is an audience. Audiencia, 20 points. Toss of 12. The origins of one group of these peoples with this status may lie in the institution known as the Forbidden Years, and this status disappeared in Catalonia as a result of the Sentence of Guadalupe. In one nation, this status was formally codified in the Law Code of 1649. That same country's Legislation Commission of 1767 advocated the elimination of this status. That action was finally achieved by the statutes of February 19th, primarily authored by Nikolai Milutin. Yeah, 10 points. Bonus. One of his works begins by addressing the dissolution of the Glen Valley Bridge Club. For 10 points each, identify the sociologist behind the beliefs of politicians and double-edged diplomacy.
Okay.
Schlossinger.
Answer?
Schlossinger.
It's Robert Putnam. In 2000, Putnam wrote a book titled For People No Longer Teaming Up with Friends to Participate in This Activity.
Bowling.
Yeah. Putnam partially blamed the decline in civic engagement on the proliferation of this technology. SEC Chairman Newton N. Minow called this medium a vast wasteland in a 1961 speech.
Television?
21. This is for Chicago. Toss out 13. This state was the original home of a man who wrote a book titled The American Churches, the Bulwarks of American Slavery, and ran for president on the Liberty Party ticket, James Birney. A constitutional crisis swept this state in the 1820s when Relief Party candidate Joseph Desha won the governorship and John Rowan enacted a court reorganization measure that led to the Old Court, New Court...
Kentucky.
Power. So, Chicago, your bonus. This historian charted the transition from a paternalistic model of the economy to one based on the market forces in his 1971 article, The Moral Economy of the English Crowd in the 18th Century, for 10 points each, written by this British socialist historian who sought to rescue British workers from the enormous condescension of posterity in his magnum opus, The Making of the English Working Class.
If it happened.
Yep. Thompson's works include a long essay titled The Poverty of Theory, a criticism of this French structuralist Marxist, who is probably best known for his Lenin in philosophy and for killing his wife.
This one I don't know.
I don't know
either. This is Louis Althusser. Late in life, Thompson was also active in this cause, which advocated for the decommissioning of certain kinds of weapons of mass destruction.
Okay, nuclear disarmament campaign.
Yeah, 20 points for sure. Toss-up 14. A smaller river of this name joins with the Humble River to form the traditional boundary for the city of Toronto. The fortress of Sarkel was flooded to create the Simulansk Reservoir on this river. Failed attempts to link it with a longer river were carried out by John Perry and Peter the Great, but that 63-mile-long canal was only completed in 1952. The best-known river of this name flows past the city of Lysky and empties near Rostov. Gregor Melnikov is...
Don.
Yeah.
Nice. You should have powered that after our stuff. It's Russ.
I think I could do that.
These are your bonus. One of these in Odessa began after the body of Patriarch Gregory V was supposedly mutilated and thrown into the sea for 10 points each. And about these events often targeted at people of a certain religious group living in the Pale Settlement.
Like pogroms?
Yeah, the Odessa pogroms inspired the Uvivi Zion movement, which anticipated this father of modern Zionism by several years. He authored the Jewish State and organized a Zionist conference in Basel.
So, like, Herzl.
Yeah. In 1840, eight Jews were accused of murdering an Italian monk named Father Tommaso in this city. The Khan Assad Pasha and Tekie Mosque are found in the city.
Tekie is Italian. That's Khan Assad. It's
Assad. Answer.
Admiral.
Damascus, 25th BC.
Oh, Italian. I don't think so.
Toss of 15. The conclusions of this meeting were opposed under the pen name Janus. One leading voice of this meeting was the driving force behind the Phalanx Law, Felix Dupanlop, who allied here with the leader of the Croatian Nationalist Party, Joseph Strossmayer. A group of 300 people who opposed this meeting's conclusions met at Munich under the leadership of J.J. von Dollinger. This meeting declared anathema on anyone who disbelieved in miracles, condemned all opposition to ultramontanism, and enacted several principles first put forth in the Syllabus of Errors. This meeting produced De Filius and Pastor Aeternus, which made dogmatic the notion of papal infallibility. For 10 points, Pius the Ninth presided over what council of the Catholic Church in 1869?
Vatican I.
That's right. Bonus for VCU. Identify the following about loans and debt in the classical world for 10 points each. This 6th century BC Athenian statesman's Sisactheia, or shaking off of burdens, helped Athens' six partners out of debt. He eased the law code of Draco and later helped build a city in Cyprus. This Greek poet warns the reader to bid you find a way to pay your debts and avoid hunger in a section from his Works and Days.
Hesiod?
Yeah. Cicero tells us how Pompey gave a usurious loan to Ariobarzanes III, the monarch of this Anatolian kingdom. It later became a Roman province with capital at Caesarea, modern-day Caesarea.
Pontic kingdom.
say it. Ponton.
Cappadocia, 20 for PC Cappadocia. That's alright. That's my only question. After 15, it's 165 for Chicago, 195 for BC. Toss up 16. Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin ordered a crackdown on this group 6 years after attending a fundraiser for them. Anton Balasingham has served as a spokesman for this group and their rivals of the PLOTE. The Temple of the Sacred Tooth Relic was badly damaged by the black offshoot.
Yeah, it's the LTTE, Liberation Tigers of Tamil Nadu.
Yeah, power.
Tamils!
So, bonus, BCU. This man transformed John Scudder's American Museum into a New York City landmark for 10 points each. I didn't find this man who promoted individuals like General Tom Thumb. He's best known for teaming up with James A. Bailey.
Barnum
paid this Swedish nightingale a huge contract to tour the United States after this soprano performed in Robert the Devil.
Bergson?
Jane Lind. This animal, once owned by Barnum, was killed in a railroad collision in Ontario, and its ashes are now kept in a jar of peanut butter belonging to the athletic director of Tufts University.
Tiger.
Jumbo the elephant, 10 points. I think he's like a mascot for Tufts now. Toss up 17. At the end of this work, one character tells another that she wants him to be true to her because she is his dearest comrade. At the end of this work, Bessie is shot twice when she pushes another character away from a window. In Act 2 of this play, the Kuvi claims that the only freedom for working man is control of the means of production, and at the end of the play, the Kuvi, Futhur, Peter Flynn, and Captain Brennan are rounded up by Corporal Stoddart, who is looking for a sniper. Children who die in this play include Molser Gauguin and the stillborn baby of Nora. For 10 points, I didn't buy this Sean O'Casey play about the Clitheroe family set during the Easter Rebellion of 1916, which takes its name from the emblem on the flag of the Irish.
Okay, the plow and the dog.
Yeah, it is the plow and the dog. A silent form of this practice was ruled unconstitutional in Wallace v. Jaffrey for 10 points each. I didn't have this practice banned in Engle v. Vitale. The court has found this practice to violate the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment.
School prayer.
Yeah. School Bible readings were outlawed in Abington v. Shemp, a case originating in this state. A law funding Catholic schools in this state was overturned in Lemon v. Kurtzman.
I'm going to get Virginia. Virginia?
Pennsylvania. This is Supreme Court Justice with a majority opinion striking down moments of silence in Wallace v. Jaffrey and prayer at football games in Santa Fe v. Doe. He replaced William O. Douglas on the bench in 1975.
So someone that came in 1975? I'm sorry, let's go up A before
this. John Paul Stevens, 10 points for sure.
What is this not on?
Toss up 18. This man was once arrested for stealing from a pig and a fowl dealer named Ah Fook. He may have learned some skills from a man named Harry Power. Superintendent John Sadler requested a special 12-pound artillery gun to help penetrate the 100-pound homemade body armor this man was wearing shortly before his capture.
Okay, Ned Kelly.
Yeah, it is Ned Kelly.
How the hell did they have the body armor that low?
Bonus. Identify the following while holding power in the Roman Republic for 10 points each. Roman officials who held Imperium were appointed these bodyguards who cleared the way for the magistrate. Outside the Pomorium, they carried axes.
Is this with the Praetorian?
Praetorian guards. Lictors. Inside the Pomorium, lictors carried these rods of office. Consuls were given 12 of these objects, while praetors were only given 6. Lictors got to wear a scarlet coat during one of these events celebrating a military victory. More prestigious than an ovation, a sacrifice at the Temple of Jupiter was made by the general being honored in these events.
Yeah.
20 points. It's tied at 215 with 2 left.
Let's do it.
Toss up 19. In the mid-18th century, this city, together with Southwark and Lambeth, was the third major exporter of English Delftware pottery. During the English Civil War, the city was seized from the Royalists under Thomas Tyndesley by parliamentary forces under John Moore, who became its mayor. In 1911, this city saw a major transit strike organized by Tom Mann and Ben Tillett, who had earlier organized the Dockers Union strike in this city. This city was the western terminus of George Stevenson's second major project, and it prospered in the 1790s as the major hub of European slave trade. For 10 points, I didn't know this English port city in Lancashire County, located on the Mersey River, which was, along with Manchester, a major center of the Industrial Revolution.
Bristol?
No.
Liverpool?
That's right.
Thank you.
All right, bonus. Walter von der Volwede and Wolfram von Essenbach were among those who competed at this event for 10 points each. Name this 1207 minstrel contest organized by Hermann I of Thuringia.
The Wolfsburg contest?
The Sängerkrieg. The Sängerkrieg is depicted in this opera by Richard Wagner, in which the title character repents for hitting on Elizabeth with a love song to Venus.
Tannhauser?
No, it's Master Singers.
Answer.
The Master Singers of Nuremberg.
Tannhauser. The Sängerkrieg took place at this castle in Eisenach. 300 years later, Martin Luther translated the Bible into German while hiding out here under the protection of Frederick the Wise.
Okay, the Wartburg?
Yeah, 10 points for Chicago.
Sorry, dude.
So Chicago's up by 20, going less. Tulsa.
Okay.
A member of this group was... Sorry, a model of this group was constructed by Matthias Gelzer, who held them to be individuals working without organization or political coherence. This model was opposed to the parliamentary model of Theodor Mommsen, which analogized this group to the Liberal Party. One member of this group was Gaius Servilius Glaucia, who served as the praetor, while another member of this group, Lucius Apuleius Saturninus, was consul. Together they reduced the price of grain and promised land to veterans of the Jugurthine War. Members of this group included brothers who formulated a 133 BC... agrarian reform law, including the Gracchi. For 10 points, identify this group of Roman politicians who typically campaigned on a public interest platform and who were opposed by the Optimates.
Populares.
That's right. Nice. So your bonus, name these British ships involved in incidents with Americans for 10 points each. The less famous John Brown led a group of Rhode Island patriots which burned this revenue cutter in Narragansett Bay in 1772.
Gatsby.
The funeral of Robert McDonald was a focal point of anger and Norfolk at this British ship, which fired on the USS Chesapeake in 1807 in search of deserters.
Scorpion.
HMS Leopard. In 1811, 11 British sailors were on this ship were killed off Sandy Hook in an attack by the USS President, which was erroneously thought the ship was the impressment frigate HMS Guerrero.
Not sure. We wanted it. I didn't want the Medusa.
It's a little bell. It's 10 points. Who got the toss-up?
Me.
Okay.
All right, you did.
Was it Sean or
Stas?
Stas.
Yeah.
Okay, so so you got 10 on the bonus, making the final score 230 for Chicago, 235 for BC.
Yes!
Guys,
very good. What did you buzz in with?
So, did you guys still want to protest that thing? You had that 10 points.
Yeah.